The first question is, do I forgive others the same way God forgave me? And the next question is, do I live my daily life according to this golden rule? Good morning, champ. Welcome to Chief here, the professional problem solver, coming to you live for another episode of Wake and Make. I love the episode today because we're going to talk about relationships. What do you do when your spouse or your friend messes up? What do you do? We have literally four options. The first option is if we forget, but we don't forgive. This sometimes happens subconsciously. Sometimes there are small little emotional traumas that we end up forgetting, but we don't forgive. A lot of times, if we are in a conversation and we feel some type of resentment towards our friend, and we feel some type of pressure, some type of negative energy, and they ask us, what's wrong? And we're like, I don't know what's wrong, but something's definitely wrong. In those situations, we have forgotten something. We also didn't forgive, and that's why we're experiencing these mysterious emotions. The second option is to forgive, but don't forget. You know, a lot of people think that this is the healthiest way to deal with this situation. Well, in reality, you can't really forgive and don't forget, because if you forgive and don't forget, it's kind of like, I still love you, but I don't trust you anymore. That's what creates kind of like a fake friendship. That's what creates awkward friendship, because it used to be this and now it's this, because I forgave you, but I also didn't forget. So I trust you less, and it's definitely not a good place to be. The third option we have is not to forgive and not to forget. A lot of people are like that. Nobody's gonna mess with me. When you do that, when you don't forget and don't forgive, it's like you are taking poison and you're expecting the other person to die. It's not smart to do. That's the worst combination of all four combinations. Everyone involved is losing out of this situation. Not forgiving, not forgetting is unhealthy for all parties involved. And finally, the best combination, as you already know, it's the only one we didn't cover, it's to forget and forgive. That's right. So it comes with forgetting first, and forgiving completely. Now, what does God teaches us about forgiveness and the ability to forget? Then Peter came to him and said, Lord, how often shall my brother in against me and I forgive him? Up to seven times? And Jesus said to him, do not say to you up to seven times, but up to 70 times seven. And that's from Matthew 18, 21, 22. You can check it out yourself. So God forgave us. And if we don't forgive, and if we feel that revenge is our responsibility and justice is our responsibility, we're definitely doing it wrong. So I would like you to consider two questions. I want you to ask yourself two questions today after you watch that video. The first question is, do I forgive others the same way God forgave me? And the next question is, do I live my daily life according to this golden rule? Forgive and forget. Put whatever your opinion is in the comments. Message me. Let's talk about if you're holding resentment towards somebody, if you're not able to forgive somebody, if you're not able to forget emotional trauma from your life. Let's talk. I'd love to hear more from you, and I'd love to try to support you. Now let's make it a great day and forgive and forget.